All right. Welcome to another episode of The Career Report. We are your hosts, Tim and Christina Madden. Hey, we're helping you stay current with everything going on in the job market. We are approaching. Christina, did you update our Christmas days this morning?
I didn't, but I think it's 10 now.
It is. We have 10 days until Christmas, which, you know, and then, man, we just have six more days after that, and we are officially done with 2025. The good news is, hey, you can still, this is like the last moment right now, though. You can still get traction in your job search before January 1st starts, okay? You can still do it. Within a couple days, we can get you clear on your next target, get your resume and LinkedIn updated, start working on automated systems, et cetera, to get you in front of, you know, people for your first couple interviews. Do not wait until January 1st, ladies and gentlemen. Do not wait. If you need help in your search, go on over to execupgrades.com/podcast. We also have a free training for those not already in our ecosystem tomorrow. You can go to career.execupgrades.com/workshop. If you're on our email list, we are sending out emails as well. Christina, what are we talking about today?
Yeah, pretty much you kicked it off mentioning that we're talking about hesitating, basically. And waiting until January and waiting until next Monday and waiting for the ideal circumstances and waiting and the identity of somebody who hesitates, yeah. Right? Likely, if you've got yourself in a situation that you don't love, you may be hesitating due to avoidance, right? Lack of strategy, cognitive offloading, meaning like, you're just like delaying something because you think it reduces anxiety, right? You tell yourself like January will be better or February, or wait till everybody else does it. And all those things. You guys, I grew up in a time, sorry, mom, if you're listening, but my mom would set these targets for Monday. Oh, next Monday, mostly like nutrition and weight and food and all that. You guys probably grew up with people like this. Wait till Monday. Friday comes, wait till Monday. And it kind of gives you this permission slip to be a slacker, right? And a slacker and an avoidant and a hesitator does not do well in the market in general. So we're talking about like identity traits, and we're talking about why waiting until January or any time that you think is better than right now today, why that won't save your career, right?
Yeah. And I do think about this too. You know, here at Exec Upgrades, we have a leadership program as well. And we talk about, you know, leadership is really a reflection of you, like how your team operates, right? If your team is always slacking, doesn't have a good attitude and all those things, I'm sorry to keep it real with you, but that's a direct reflection of you, right? And it's like, think about this. What is the benefit of kicking the can down the road? We, you know, and I really just want to let you know, everyone thinks like this. Everybody. Ladies and gentlemen, we filled thousands of calls way more than thousands. I think last year was like 19,000. I don't know what this year is, Christina, but I remember last year was like approaching 20,000 calls with people looking to, you know, accelerate their career. We have so many people that are stuck in toxic work environments, that are unemployed for prolonged periods of time, that haven't got traction, right? And it's like, you know, one of a trait, if you want to be a successful person, is, you know, taking action to improve your situation immediately. And that's one of the things that's a problem with the job search. And it's a problem in corporate America, right? Predominantly in sales. People set a sales target. They know they're not going to, you know, something happens. Oh, let's lower the target. It's okay. This is just how we're trained, right? And then people wonder why layoffs happen and bad things happen. Right. So remember, this trait of like improving your situation, taking action now, is not only vital in a job search, vital for your life and your health, but vital for the business unit you take over and the people. The good news is this, though. Me and Christina talked about this all weekend. 98% of people don't have this trait. They don't. And don't just think it may not be you right now. Maybe you're feeling that way, because I'm telling you, we've talked to some of the most successful people in business. They think the same way until they just somehow get out of that and reload their mind.
That's why I designed the Recode. If you follow me on LinkedIn, go over and DM me Recode, and we can talk about what's missing in your current identity and how you can start filling the gap. But yeah, if you don't believe Tim that it's 98% of people that think like this, go geek out on ChatGPT about it. Go look up one of the greatest philosophers of all time, Napoleon Hill, and start learning about the forces that are in society that will and are designed to sort of suppress you and bring you down into a group of people that cannot think for themselves and cannot function at a high capacity. It's really interesting stuff. We've all been a part of that, and it's really easy to fall victim to that day in and day out, whether that be something you heard on the news or a single thought that you had or something a friend said that you take so seriously that it just stops you. Like if you read a headline, the market's dead, or you all of a sudden get scared of taking action or whatever it is, guys, it happens all day long, and you have to just be making a conscious effort to move forward despite all circumstances, despite all feelings, emotions, and thoughts. We don't have to go too far out into the thought work today, but the research is the research. The data is the data. Companies right now through December, they're filtering, right? They're filtering. December is a filtering month for shortlists. So they're quietly vetting leadership profiles, thought patterns, executive energy, culture match, readiness, because they're ready, right? It's like, are you ready? Are you taking action? So
Tim, the other thing is, I love when you said the market is dead, and here's why I love it. That when I hear that, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're tuning in or listening later on Spotify, love it when you hear the market is dead and things aren't going well. Do you know why? Because most people, that's gonna prohibit them from taking action, because they're gonna think, what's the point? And anyone who's successful knows, man, this is the time. You know, our mentor all the time said, when everyone's contracting, that's the time to expand. That's the time to go all in. And right now, when so many people are scared, so many people are saying not hired or whatever, just let them keep saying that. Let them keep saying that. Do you know why? For people like you, you know, right? Predictable efforts. But the problem is, and I read this morning and I want to share it, Christina, is when you're going after something, most of you are likely in a job search or trying to uplevel your leadership. I just want to remind you of something before we move on out of this thought work, just because it's so important. People who accomplish little must sacrifice little. People who achieve much must sacrifice much. People who would obtain highly must sacrifice greatly. You're going to have to pay the price. Okay. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to put in the work.
I saw a post on LinkedIn a couple of days ago.
It's been so bad lately.
And somebody said, I'm done. I've applied for 80 jobs or whatever. And I'm like, dude, these are rookie numbers, bro. Yeah,
no, I remember that. It was 74 jobs. You're right. Like, and, ever? And,
yeah. Well, hopefully that was it in the last hour. You know, no, I'm just kidding, guys. It is for real. Right. So, but listen, like, it's not your fault. You wouldn't know this, right? Because applying for 80 jobs would feel exhausting. 80 times getting ghosted. You would be second guessing yourself or whatever. I'm not trying to take away from that, but what I am here to do is like give you a voice of reason that those are literally rookie numbers, and you need to learn how to scale the search at a bigger pace and larger numbers, right? Which is why we dropped the interview igniter last week. DM me igniter or reach out to Tim at execupgrades.com if you want to talk about automating your job search and scaling the job search and getting high level interviews on your calendar fast. But just know that the average is what, 200. What's the recent average, Tim?
Well, I'm going to share. I love that we're doing this program because I'm going to have all the stats soon. You pull different stats from online. I've read from a trusted source, the average director, VP, and executive has to apply for 162 jobs. Here's what I'll tell you. We are doing this for clients now inside the Interview Igniter program. We've specifically been doing it for 2 weeks. We have like, you know, 15 clients who are doing that right now. Here's what we're seeing, Christina, is, you know, there's two people who most people are landing interviews every single week. So anyone listening to ECU, if you're having problems getting on interviews, you know, we're not the biggest fan of applying for jobs, but hey, if you apply for 500 jobs a week, if someone does that for you, you're likely to get traction. Out of all of those people that were servicing Christina, two people didn't even get on interviews last week. They got on interviews the week before, and other people got on multiple interviews. But I just want to let you know, there's two people where, you know, a project manager applied for 400 to 500 jobs last week and no one got a hold of them. Right. But hey, the other people did, and the week before they did. And there's some people who got on three interviews. I'm just letting you know, like, for the people that say, like, you know, and don't, a week's not a good sample, of course, too. But what I'm just trying to get you in the mindset of, some of these people, we've applied for 1,000 jobs already and they've got on two interviews. So don't think if you're applying for a couple jobs a day, even with an ATS specific resume, that you're going to get any traction. You're not, right? We have project managers that are doing this 500 times a week to generate a handful of interviews, because that's what it takes.
This is literally like a moment where I can truly say I hate to be the bearer of bad news. Like, because that's a serious, you guys got to take that seriously. That's like a, you guys got to come to the, you got to come to terms with the cold, hard facts. The cold, hard facts that applying online no longer works because you can't apply for enough on your own. That's the cold, hard facts. So, and it's going to feel brutal. It's going to feel brutal because the amount of jobs you have to take a look at to even be considered, right? So let alone now you've got that stacked in with hesitating. I'm scared for y'all.
Once you pass hesitation, and you overcome fear, by the way, that's courage, doing something you're fearful of. The next thing is confidence, and confidence doesn't come without consistency and repetition. So the hardest thing to do is overcome that first fear. But then here's the thing. What do people do? They apply in short bursts, don't get any results, and then quit. Mm-hmm. You know? So it's like our automated system that we have gets you in front of, not even applying for jobs, 2,900 people per week. Mm-hmm. Just to generate a handful of conversations.
And what? During that time, while those are being generated and worked on, then guess what you get to do? You get to work on sharpening your edge, getting better at interviewing, dealing with your confidence so you can even deal with the interview. Because again, I know we talk about this a lot. It's hard when you're a job seeker that's getting beat up and you're feeling terrible. It's hard to understand that if you just got the interview, that's not enough, right? So while that's being handled, you get to sharpen your edge and get ready for the interview. Because believe it or not, that doesn't solve all your problems. But here's some good news to follow that up and to wrap us up, right? Leadership teams have high end of year urgency. So again, if you're working with us, you're in the middle of the program and you're, you know, getting close to second round interviews or you're working those relationships, just know that by Jan 1, they need people that are starting, right? So if they want a VP, director, or C-suite leader by Q1, they have to start right now. We're mid-December. So just know that, again, we've been talking about this since the end of October. I cannot believe that the end of the year is coming up. But this is the most exciting time. Again, why? Because also people start slowing down. Other people, right? Because remember, 98% of people are going to slow down. So your ability to stand out and your ability to win actually goes up. So just make a decision. It's not too late just because it's middle of December right now, guys. Like right now, today, right now. Let today be the day that you decide you're not going to play with this hesitating game. It's not worth it. It's going to cost you big in several areas, personally, professionally, and financially. So let's go. Get on the calendar if you've been hanging out with us for a little while and you haven't even spoke to the team yet, but you're like, oh my God, finally, I want to do something. Definitely hit Tim up if you're already working with us, but you want to start automating those interviews so you can focus on your confidence and interview strategy for the interview igniter. DM us or email us Recode if you want to work on the mindset stuff starting January 13th, Recode, because you don't want to be somebody who hesitates anymore, right? And if that's deep, deep, deep in your identity, it's time to do the deeper work.
Yep.
Anything else, Tim?
Yes. Hey, as we're wrapping up, as you know, I shared these numbers for you a couple days ago. Christina wanted to share them again. There's 7.7 million job opens right now, just everywhere. Okay. Unemployment, regardless of what you hear online, is at an all-time low. The same with COVID before COVID kicked off. So the reality is, if you're not getting results, you're doing something wrong. And yes, Jim, we are starting Jim today on the Interview Igniter. Huge shout out to Jim. Jim, he joined like 10 days ago, but huge congratulations, Christina, to Jim. He just completed his capstone for his executive MBA program, so he wanted to hold off. So Jim, hopefully over the weekend, you made it through that. I remember working on mine. I waited till like the last minute, got everything done. Yeah. So, hey, look forward to getting you started on that, getting you on some interviews so we can convert them. So, hey, everyone, thanks for tuning in today to the Career Report. As always, if you need help, go over to execupgrades.com/podcast. Have a great day, everybody.